God is over all, so it's accurate to say we are a nation under God.
One nation under God, indivisible.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. And join with believers across the country as one nation under God.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Share-a-thon, American Family Radio Share-a-thon, here on AFR. That's why it's called American Family Radio here on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Day two of Share-a-thon.
Happy day two of Share-a-thon to you.
Also, Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here today.
And Fred Jackson.
Always good to be here, especially on Share-a-thon. Exciting time.
Hey, lots of stuff to do in this next 2 hours. We'll be with you for 2 hours, the four of us will. If you want to watch the show on the internet, you will be able to see my grandson, one of my grandsons. I have one, two, three now. And this is Walker's.
That's right.
This is Walker's baby boy. So Walker, how can they see Mr. Luke here?
Yeah, if you want to see the cutest boy on earth, Luke Thomas Wildman, no bias here, you can go to Today's Issues Facebook or our Today's Issues YouTube channel and watch the show. I remember the last time he was on the show when he debuted, our ratings spiked, so maybe folks will come back and see Luke Meister here.
Yeah,
Luke Meister.
So Luke's how old now?
Luke is 16 months.
16 months, and... He's looking at you.
Yeah. He's wondering what's going on. I don't think he knows he's on national radio.
You don't think he does?
No, I don't think he does. He might be a little more nervous, but he's very calm right now.
So Facebook or YouTube, you can see Luke for the next minute or two. Just type in Today's Issues. He's eating healthy this morning, eating a banana.
I think we should encourage people to give the Share-a-thon in honor of Luke.
Let's do it.
Let's look at this precious baby. Folks who are looking and watching.
Try to exploit cute children.
Absolutely.
And that's what we do here. Anyway, so Luke hadn't been on the show in that long?
No, I think it's been since he was about a couple months old. He came on the show last year.
Well, he's been out with his friends and going to ball games.
Well, he's also got an agent now.
Yeah, speaking of
engagements. He wants money to do this kind of thing, so...
Yeah, and his grandmother got him the nice shirt there with the train on it, or tractor, I can't see.
Okay, yeah, he's just oblivious.
Oh, he's got a tractor on it with some pumpkins.
Yeah.
So he's styling.
All right.
Ready for Share-a-thon.
It's Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. And Ed, what's going on here, my friend?
Well, we are having our fall Share-a-thon. We do this 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. This one is kind of titled, if you will, One Nation Under God. And what we are asking people to do is to join with us during this Share-a-thon, and with just 2 days left, under 2 days, today and tomorrow. And so we are asking people to join with us in keeping American Family Radio on the air, and perhaps even if God will bless us to expand the network. And we consider American Family Radio as a way to not only inform Christians about what's happening from a Christian perspective, but to give voice to Christian America. Mm-hmm. Because there are people out there, millions of Christians, who sit there and they go, who is speaking for us? And we try to do that on a daily basis here. The gospel is preached on American Family Radio. We give you news and information from a Christian perspective. So what we're doing is asking you to give, and here's the number if you want to call. We have... Right outside the window of our studio, we have Share-a-thon volunteers who are waiting to take your call. And here's the number, 877-616-2396.
What's that number again, Ed?
Thank you, Tim. 877-616-2396.
One more important ingredient to mention. Whatever you give right now, somebody's going to add $50 to it.
No. Get out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what Jim Stanley just came and told us, our general manager, right?
Yes.
No, seriously. So what now? Any gift?
Whatever gift you give right now, somebody is going to add $50 to that. So you give $50 right now, it's going to be doubled.
It won't be me. Because I got like 5 grandchildren, 2 on the way. I'm giving my donation to Share-a-thon, but somebody's got a lot more money than I got to give $50.
And they have challenged our listeners. Yep.
That's right,
Walker?
And Jim Stanley, we had this challenge only for an hour yesterday. Yeah. Uh-huh. We fielded over 220 phone calls that hour. And so it did well that Jim Stanley and a generous donor gave us the $50 add-on for both hours.
Yes.
10 to 12 Central. So now's the time to take advantage of
donation. So how do they do that?
Call in to our headquarters, talk to someone in person, or you can go online. Here's the way to do those two options, 877-616-2396. This is the phone number, 877-616-2396. Or you can easily visit our website, afr.net. Take 2 to 3 minutes and give an online donation.
By the way, when you call us here at American Family Radio, you're calling our national headquarters here in Tupelo, Mississippi.
We're not calling somebody in Bangladesh?
Right. No. We haven't hired an outside firm where they go, "Hello, Mr. Thank you for calling American Family Radio. We are answering the phone in some foreign country." No.
It's kind of a mashup of accents, but... We get the idea.
Duly noted. But when you call here, you're getting folks who listen to American Family Radio just like you. And they may talk like you. I don't know. But we have people from all over the countries here.
Right.
So we have a lot of different accents. But if you want to call in, that's where you're calling. And we're watching them answer the phone right now. So you can call and be as generous as you can. Praise God for everybody who's already called.
Yes.
Everybody who's already called and given, whether it was yesterday or this morning, or you sent yours via the mail, thank you, thank you, thank you, to quote from Gomer Pyle.
And we are a network for people from all walks of life in America. Just a few things on Facebook. Ruth said that she had to stop delivering the mail so she could see cute baby Luke.
Did she see him?
She got to see him.
I left him on here for bonus time.
Yeah. So Ruth is delivers mail every day.
Great.
And so she pulled over and got on Facebook and watched the show. And I know we have truck drivers that watch.
So a lot of mail carriers.
In terms of the mail, so nothing stops the delivery of the mail, not rain, nor snow, nor sleet, nor dark of night. But Luke will stop the delivery of the mail.
Cute babies. I guess that's the case.
Praise the Lord for all our listeners and mail. Almost everywhere I go, somebody comes up and says to me, I mean, when we go out to events and so forth, somebody says, "Hey, I deliver mail and I listen to American Family Radio." By the way, you can listen to us anywhere you want to. You don't have to have access to one of our radio stations anymore because of the app. So you can listen to American Family Radio on our app. You just download it. Takes you 60 seconds. On your smartphone or on your iPad. I know for some people this sounds unbelievable. They go, you can do what now? Well, I say, you need to ask your grandchild. Talk to your grandkids and say, Grandpa wants to download an app. And then you need to sound confident when you say that. You don't need to act like, I don't know what in the world I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, say, "Grandpa wants to download an app. Can you do that for me?"
Right.
It'll take you about 60 seconds, and then you can listen to AFR on your cell phone or on your iPad or similar device. So take advantage of that.
So, Tim, what we're saying, for those who are listening right now on terrestrial radio, they got a radio station, they're listening to it in their home, on their radio, or in their car, you probably have friends or family who can't access AFR.
Right.
Maybe they live on the other side of the state or the other side of the country.
Right.
Let them know about AFR. Tell them about the app.
Right.
And then next year, they can be listening.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got a lot of stuff we're giving away for gifts of a certain amount, don't we, Walker?
That's right. We have a lot of incentives, if you will. So here are the incentives, and here's how you qualify. First off, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, $150 or more, one-time gift, here's what you'll receive: an 8-ounce bag of American Family coffee, and you'll receive Hilarious Highlights Volume 5, which is a Trivia Friday CD.
Yeah, so what JJ did with that, JJ goes through and listens to all our Trivia Friday shows, and then he picks out the funniest clips,
right?
And he puts them all on one CD.
Yeah.
So that's volume 5 of that.
That's
he says
right.
It's the best one yet.
Yeah. That's right. And then, so here's what, and then, so that's the first incentive. The second incentive here is if you give a monthly gift, and I know we've mentioned it before, but monthly gifts really help us here at the ministry as far as budgeting goes and knowing what income will be month over month. So
can you do that with a credit card or a debit card?
That's
Or a bank number?
Yeah, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can do it with your debit or credit card, or you can do a bank draft. So you just give your account number information to our ladies here, and then they can set up recurring giving that way. But here's what you qualify. For a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll receive the two things I just mentioned, American Family Coffee, Hilarious Highlights CD, and you'll receive an American Family Radio coffee tumbler or coffee mug, whichever you prefer to call it. But it's stainless steel with the AFR emblem.
Let me see that thing.
I sure wish you could put something cold in that, like a soda can.
Well, you know you can, Ed, and here's how you do it. You got this little top right here. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see here you got this little soda top, and so you take off the coffee top.
Yeah. Watch, let's demonstrate.
Let's do it.
We're going to demonstrate here. Take it off.
Oh, you got a
slide radio.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. So you unscrew the top.
QVC? Huh.
Then you, yes, it's
QVC.
AFRC.
There you go.
You hand it, and then.
Then you hand it to Walker.
See, keep up with your top now. Don't want to lose your top.
Yeah, you have two tops. So then you want to put a Coca-Cola or Diet Coke, a Pepsi. I'm not endorsing any of those. Whatever you want. Put it in there.
Put it in there.
Screw the top on. And now you've got a little.
There you go.
Hug. And it holds it in place and it keeps it insulated.
That's right.
Because this is an insulated tumbler, whether it's hot coffee or cold soda.
You got
right.
it.
It insulates it.
So $30 or more monthly gift, you qualify for this, plus the coffee and the Trivia Friday
series. And I want to say, we like that or more. When we say $150 one time gift or more,
or
monthly gift of $30 or more.
Or more.
The number to call if you would like to give here to our fall share-a-thon, One Nation Under God, is our theme. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or you can go on AFR.net if you want.
Yeah. What do you get if you mortgage your house and give to AFR? Walker, will we throw in two of those?
You know what? If you do that, you can have as many of those as you'd like.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll just send them by the box load.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Whatever's left after Share-a-thon.
Huh?
Whatever's left after Share-a-thon, you get.
We'll send you. All right, let's hear from one of our listeners, and Fred's got the news we need to get to here.
Make a long story short, we had to drastically downsize our lifestyle, which also meant moving from the urban area that we loved down to his hometown of about 300 people. We couldn't even afford cable TV here, and I was feeling pretty sorry for myself and lonely. But when I realized I could listen to y'all through the AFR app, it completely changed my perspective and attitude. Today's issues through the Hamilton Corner, and then so many informative weekend shows like Dan Markell, Walker Wildman, Frank Turek. I've now begun to look at this time not as a step backwards, but as God blessing me with this amazing opportunity to grow as a follower of Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She didn't say where she was listening, did she? Did
no.
I catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's one of our listeners, people. We have people all walks of life. We have people who are, you know, going through hard times. We have people who are going through prosperous times. So whatever the case may be, whatever you can do to help, hey, maybe you can't do anything this time during Share-a-thon. That's okay, too. Just keep listening, and maybe next time you can make a gift to AFR. Remember now, if you can make a donation, we got this situation where...
We got us a situation. We got us a situation.
And what is that situation, Ed?
Well, we have a situation
where
somebody has generously donated money, and it is a direct challenge to our listeners.
How's that?
Well, they are what this challenge is.
A good challenge.
It's a good challenge.
Yeah.
If you give during the next hour and 40 minutes while we're still on the air with today's issues, till noon Central Time.
Right.
This person will add $50 to your gift. Yeah. I am not kidding.
Now,
that's for one time.
Are you serious?
Gift. For one time gift, right. I'm serious.
So for any one time gift of any amount, this person will add $50?
$50 to it. You want to give $100? You want to give $200? This person will add $50 to your gift.
We've never had this before till yesterday that I'm aware of in a share-a-thon. Maybe we have done it in the past. So so here's the phone number to call and make your... It's the One Nation Under God Share-a-thon. You believe in what we're doing here at AFR, please call and make a gift if you haven't already. The phone number is 877-616-2396. Toll free, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. Don't know why I said toll free. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. With cell phone data packages, people don't. Toll free, just a habit, 877-616-2396. Does anybody still have
probably some
phones?
People who probably have landlines. Mm-hmm. They may be the same people who
do
don't.
Do you?
No. They may be the same people who don't know how to download an app, but, you know, same folks that just don't want to get into
don't give up on life,
technology
folks. Don't give up
craze.
On life. Download your app and feel a sense of accomplishment today. Fred, what do you got out there in the world of news?
Well, I'll tell you what. The Christian community is still celebrating the release by Turkey's officials of Pastor Andrew Brunson. And he was on with Fox and Friends this morning. And one of the hosts there, Ainsley Earnhardt, talked to him about how did you manage to get through that 2 years that you were held in prison on false charges? He was being accused of being part of a terrorist loop there.
Not knowing whether he could be executed either.
Absolutely, in that Islamic country. And so he was on this morning. He was asked about that. And also his wife, Noreen, was there. And they both talked about how they got through this difficult period of time. Cut one.
Important things that someone told me is just breathe. You don't have expectations that I have to preach to everyone just hang on to God. And it's one of the things I did consistently. I kept talking to God, whether he talked to me or not.
I said, okay, is God worthy? Number one, is he worth it? Is he worthy? Undoubtedly, that's an easy one. Is it worth it?
Is
I had to
worth
struggle
the
through that a little
that
bit
we
more.
Through.
So that's,
yes,
that's something
it is.
That.
Yeah, and I think what they're talking about there, because unbeknownst to, I think, you know, Pastor Brunson obviously being held there in that prison in Turkey, the world was bringing attention to his case, particularly in recent months with the help of President Trump. And you remember what happened when he was released last Friday night. Last Saturday, he went to the White House, and in the Oval Office there, he prayed. For President Trump. The world saw that as well. So what a wonderful time of testimony on behalf of Pastor Andrew Brunson and his wife, Noreen, about how they made it through this. With God's help, you heard him talk about it there with prayer, daily prayer. Actually, he talked about the first several months in prison. It was very difficult. But then, okay, what do I do while I'm here? Pray. And that it just brings glory to God. So we're thankful for the release, but also for the testimony he's been able to give the world, even in the last 48 hours.
Right.
You know, it's really a miracle also that he made it out without any kind of bodily harm.
Yes.
Or mental harm, because he revealed yesterday on Sean Hannity that he was in a cell that was built for 8 men, and he was in there with like 22
yes.
men.
And he was the only Christian.
And so you're in a Muslim majority country in jail with probably, I'm assuming, some Muslims in the same cell as you.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get beat up or, you know, further persecuted in jail. That's really a miracle. And he said he was
God's
actually
protection.
Created some friendships in the jail and shared the gospel. So it just, when I was listening to his testimony, I just thought, this is a modern day Paul.
Yes.
This is a modern-day Paul. I mean, he goes and then he prays for the leader. He prays for President Trump in the Oval Office. I mean, this was you're seeing a Bible story happen.
Right.
And what an encouragement. Remember, he was a pastor there for over 20 years.
Right.
Can you imagine the encouragement, his testimony to those who have been saved through his ministry there in Turkey, to those other folks, to be brave, to stand strong for Jesus Christ? It's a wonderful story. It really is.
Well, and I hope it will continue— His story will continue to encourage Christians in the free West, and especially here in our country, to remember that there are pastors all over the world who are not well-known or not internationally known, who are in similarly dire circumstances in China and North Korea and other places around the world. And so to be praying for the persecuted church, even the Middle East and Egypt, all those kinds of places, because there are a lot of Andrew Brunsons out there with families, with loved ones. And so this is maybe a way for us to see it both ways. God is in control. He does watch over his people. But there are a lot more out there that we should remember when we are enjoying the freedoms we have here in the West.
And God is moving in the Muslim world.
Yes.
We keep hearing reports over and over again. I heard a report on the weekend that the fastest growing Christian community, and I was shocked by this, was in Iran.
Iran, I've heard that as well.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, when we hear Iran in the news, it's usually in a very negative context. You know, they're a terrorist sponsoring nation, and I don't doubt those reports. But it's absolutely fascinating. And I've heard reports before of them having dreams.
Yes.
And I was very skeptical of that until we had, I think, a missionary in here not too long ago who said it's absolutely true. They are having dreams where they get the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And they're turning to the Lord. So that's exciting.
You know, I got kind of rebuked from my daughter. This goes back several years. Something about Iran in the news. And I just said, and I just thought, and I said out loud, I said, we ought to just nuke them. Just turn that country into glass. And my daughter said, there are, you know, we read about a lot of people there who are Christians, Dad, and we want everyone else to become Christians. And I thought, ooh, man, I stepped in it. Yeah. Because that is, you think only in terms of foreign policy, or they were doing something. I'll tell you what it was, is when they captured those sailors, remember?
Yeah.
Adam, I was just angry at that.
Yeah.
I thought, I need to watch what I'm saying, because there are Christians there, growing numbers, and the thought of just nuking a place because they're, you know, belligerent ignores the fact that God is working amongst the people of that country. A lot of young people in Iran, they're on social media. Yeah. You know, the mullahs might not be, you know, but they are, and maybe they're being exposed to Christianity and ideals of the free West. So
just glad you didn't have the nuclear football.
That's reason number 85 I'm not in the White House.
You're listening to American Family Radio. It's Share-a-thon here. We do this 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall, and we just come to you, our listeners, and say, hey, folks, we're passing the offering plate. And we need help because we have to have money to stay on the air and to keep growing. And that's our goal. And, you know, we are reaching a lot of people. And we're educating a lot of Christians on what's happening in our country and a Christian worldview. And then a lot of people we hear from come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior through listening to a program on American Family Radio. So help us, won't you please? By the way, any gift from now till noon Central is going to be a $50 add-on.
Yep.
By some generous person.
Yes.
So if you want to call, I mean, just consider that.
So if someone gave $50, it's actually $100?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. From now till noon Central time. Here's the phone number to reach us and make your gift. And again, you're calling our national headquarters here in Tupelo, and you're talking to somebody that listens to AFR just like you when you call in on this phone line. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Our theme this fall is also our national motto, which is One Nation Under God. And we shall return momentarily with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network.
Welcome to the AFA Spotlight. I'm Jim Stanley, General Manager of AFR. This week, we're shining the spotlight on AFA's online store.
Hi, I am Angie May, Director of the AFA Online Store, the marketplace for our supporters to find ministry-related resources, educational material, and family-based entertainment. You can purchase anything from shirts, CDs, DVDs, and even our delicious American Family Coffee. While shopping with us, we would also love for you to join our weekly AFA Store Shoppers email list for exclusive deals and product offerings. Proceeds from our store purchases support the ministry of the American Family Association. For more information, please visit us at afastore.net or call 877-927-4917. Thank you and God bless.
In 2012, a team of physicians started testing me because of a memory loss. My daughter noticed severe memory loss. January of 2013, the team of physicians confirmed that I had Alzheimer's. I've been living with Alzheimer's since then. Quite a challenge, to say the least. Because of the music, the programming, the discussions, the news, the personalities of American Family Radio and American Family Magazine that we receive, my heart and soul has been strengthened to handle the challenge of Alzheimer's. I've been strengthened in my commitment to Christ. And all of you folks at AFR, J.J. Jasper, all of them, thank you and may God bless you and your ministry.
Just as we are brothers and sisters in Christ, we are one nation under God. Call now and make your pledge. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the American Family Radio Network Share-a-thon here on AFR. I'm Tim with Ed, Walker, and Fred. We thank you for listening to AFR and our Share-a-thon. We shall be with you till noon Central Time, so an hour and 28 minutes more of this crew here. And praise you, praise the Lord, rather, and thank you, folks, for everyone who's called in already. Yesterday and this morning, you've called in or you sent your letter back in with your commitment pledge to American Family Radio. You know, folks, we can't make it if you don't support us. That's just as simple as that. There, you know, when you go out and listen to American Family Radio, you don't have to insert a credit card.
Right.
You know, you don't even have to figure out whether you got a chip or not, you know, or how long to leave your card in.
Right.
Or did you swipe it backwards or forwards? Am I the only one?
No,
you're not.
Okay, am I the only one that deals with that on a daily basis?
How about the four questions the machine asks you before you can finish your purchase?
Yes.
Is this correct amount? Would you like a receipt?
Right, and which button do I hit?
Debit or credit?
Yeah. Do I hit okay or enter?
And type in your zip code, please.
Uh-huh. Type in your zip, yeah. I mean, you know, so if you want to support American Family Radio, we welcome any kind of gift. Cash, credit card, debit card, or a bank draft. A lot of people do that. They just say, hey, I don't want to mess with writing a check every month.
Right.
I want to give you guys $50 a month, and I'm going to make it easier for you and for me.
Right.
And so, and obviously you can quit that anytime you want to with a simple phone call to us. We want to make it as easy as possible. Quite frankly, that helps our ministry when we know what to budget for.
Right.
Every month. So if you can make a commitment, like a monthly commitment, it would be great. We would be grateful for that. But again, anything, we're not set up to take, like, you know, animals or anything like that as a donation, you know, like in biblical times.
Right.
Or anything like that. But maybe we will be one day.
I'll send you two sheep.
Right.
Two sheep a year.
I was reading a story in Samuel the other day. Where, who's it, Saul? Was it Saul went out looking for donkeys all over?
Yeah, it was Saul.
He went all over Israel looking for, like, his donkeys.
Yeah. Well, did his father send them or something?
Yeah. I thought that was like a snipe hunt there. You know, a biblical snipe hunt is what I thought
that
was.
Perfect. There are a lot of people going, huh? Snipe?
Well, you just got to read.
Just ask your youth pastor at your church.
What a snipe hunt is?
Yeah, to take you out on a snipe hunt.
I just want you to go all over the country looking for your donkeys. But, hey, it's in the Bible.
That's
it's
right.
A real story. It had meaning and purpose. We can't always figure it out, but that was in the in Samuel. I'm going through the whole Old Testament now.
Right.
And I'm asking Ed all these questions every day after I get through.
And Ed says, I don't know.
Ed says, I don't know. Ask Dave. Dave says, ask Brian.
You're just glad.
Says,
you're,
go talk to Fred. He's
just
an Old
glad
Testament
you're through
expert.
The Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
I'm glad I'm through with that. Yes. Praise the Lord for the whole counsel of God.
Yes.
But I'm glad I'm through with a few certain books.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to get to the grand story of David. That's on the horizon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You're listening to American Family Radio. Abraham Hamilton III is with us. Abe joins us on Wednesdays that he's here. And he has his own program each afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 5:05 to 6 o'clock Central Time called the Hamilton Corner. Good afternoon. Good morning, rather, Abe.
Good morning.
By the way, I was listening on the way home. I think it was last night where you were talking about the earth should be covered by thick darkness. Was that last night?
Yes, that was last night.
Boy, that was some good preaching there, man. I'm serious.
What was that about? Praise God. I didn't hear it.
Well, he was. Well, I'm going to let him explain.
Go ahead,
Abe. It was just excellent.
And Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3, the Lord prophetically basically writes through Isaiah that there will be a time coming in the future where darkness will cover the earth and then gross darkness will cover the people. And so I just made the observation that the darkness covering the earth was a generalized dark time, and the gross darkness applied to the mental capacities or the lack thereof of the people. But that darkness wasn't something to be fearful of, because in that same text, the Lord says, but the glory of God has risen on his people. And that in the middle of this dark time, that the glory of God having shown up on his people would be a source of attraction for that particular time period, and that the peoples on the earth would be drawn to the light shining forward through God's people. And so it's just an encouragement to stand in the middle of the time that we're in, and even encouraging the listeners to be a partaker in our share-a-thon as a means of participating in standing for the glory of God in a dark time.
And you said that light was kind of like a fountain.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very fascinating.
Yeah, the Hebrew word there is Zarok, which is like a geyser, you know, like breaking forward through, you know, crusty, stale, dry ground. Well, a fount of moisture comes through a geyser. Well, that glory of God was literally portrayed in that fashion in that text in Isaiah. So
Zarok. My wife and I almost named our son Zarok.
I'm going to get to that in Isaiah. When I get to Isaiah, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah. Very encouraging.
It's February, but
yes.
I'm going to get there. All right, our phone number to give to American Family Radio is as follows. Please call and be as generous as you can. And again, if you've already made a gift or gifts to AFR, thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's the phone number to give to AFR. And we have folks here to answer your calls, and they're here from all over the country. They listen to AFR just like you, and they're here to volunteer to, or you might talk to one of our staff people. Either way, you won't get one of those. This call may be monitored for quality control. You won't get one of those. We're just,
Or would you get, thank you for calling the Quickie Mart. We're so glad you called us today.
Yes, sir.
Would you like an icy with that?
With that? And we don't offer it in Spanish. I'm sorry. Just,
would you like an icy
it's
with
just
that
English burrito? Here, folks. Here's our phone number to make a gift to American Family Radio. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We wanted to get your comments on the story Fred's bringing up.
Can I ask a question first?
Yes, you may.
Because when I walked in, I'm looking at the TV we have on in the studio, and Fox News is on, and I see a woman by the name of Donna Brazil, who unfortunately is from my hometown, but didn't she get caught passing questions on to a presidential candidate on a network that I refuse to name just for my own well-being?
And she lied about it.
And then compounded that infraction by lying about it repeatedly.
Yes. You got a problem with that?
On television.
But she's
why and how does she have a TV job on another network?
I have no idea.
Now
she's the former chair of the DNC.
Former chair.
Is she
of
a
the
guest
DNC?
Or is she?
No,
a,
she's paid.
Oh,
Fox
no.
pays her.
I've seen her.
Well,
on
you better
the
watch
five.
Fox, is what I've been told. Because the Murdoch boys. I don't mean that derogatory. Rupert
sons.
Murdoch's sons are more liberal than he is, and so I'm not. I don't know. Now, sometimes you do need a, and I don't mind hearing a opposing view to what you have.
Sure.
So that you can have a debate and discussion and get better. But she's discredited.
Yeah, yes. But would you hire somebody with an opposing view with a public record for lying in front of the entire nation?
Well, they don't have a lot of people on their bench.
You mean there's Democrats that have more credibility?
There's nobody down on the farm to bring up.
Okay.
But, and I raise that question in all seriousness to really highlight what, in my opinion, is a treasure that we have here at AFR, to where you have all of these media outlets. There are a lot of people who formerly trusted that particular network, whereas now, in my opinion, if you're going to put Donna Brazile on television, you got credibility issues. I'm just saying. Yeah. And I think that's something that the people can avoid by supporting American Family Radio. I mean, it's true blue, standing on the word of God, period. And it doesn't matter what happens in the culture.
We're not blue in the political sense.
No, not.
Well, we're not blue in the mood sense either.
We got to come up with something that rhymes with red. We are...
Fred has a question.
Okay.
Let's get back on track.
Red Fred.
What you got?
I just thought that was it.
You see what I deal with here, Abe? Trying to keep these people on track.
I do. You. That's why they call you El Presidente.
They call me
You're trying to keep us on track, and you are the one who is mocking the Indian accent.
they call me Focus Tim. That's what they call me around here.
Again, Fred has a question.
Yeah. Go ahead, Fred.
Speaking of credibility problems, Bloomberg is reporting this morning that the Mueller investigation appears to be wrapping up, and that shortly after the midterm election on November the 6th, he is going to issue the core findings of that. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking about things this morning. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, was aboard a plane with the president in the last few days, and all of a sudden they're kind of chummy. And I'm just wondering, the president has said without quivering at all that there was no collusion. Should I draw from all of this, Abe, that we are coming to the end of the Mueller investigation and indeed they have found no collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and that this is finally going to go away? And that's perhaps why Rod Rosenstein still has a job this morning, despite all the talk that there was of firing. Am I drawing too much from all of these things?
No, well, one, if there were any evidence of collusion, you would have gotten it by now. Certainly would have been a tool used in order to sway the popular opinion prior to these midterm elections. Mm-hmm. That's the first point. Second point I'll make is, even if the investigation concludes following the midterms, I don't think it's going to go away. And in terms of it being a tool used by the Democrats to continuously try to resist President Trump, they are going to... Even though there's no evidence of collusion, that hasn't stopped the MSNBCs, the CNNs, and the Democrat establishment members from talking about collusion nonstop as if it is a real thing. And so they will continue to speak about it. But I do think it's running out of steam, because how long can you continue an inexhaustible investigation of no evidence?
Also, Abe, I want to ask you this. You know, some might have a sigh of relief if Robert Mueller closes shop and basically says that President Trump did nothing wrong, he's exonerated, we did find some tax evasion, blah, 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 in our witch hunt. But how can Rod Rosenstein, who hired Mueller, keep his credibility and his job if Mueller says, yeah, I just spent $40 million of taxpayer dime and didn't find anything? I mean, I've never heard of an investigation spending that much money and finding nothing as to what it was intended for.
Well, I think you can expect them to try to find cover and saying that, well, the investigation turned out these indictments, even though none of the indictments really pertain to anything affecting the election, mm-hmm. but they still will refer to those indictments as taking place as a result of his investigation. I also think you will see those who supported the investigation attempt to cloak themselves in the generalized understanding that Russians try to meddle in our elections, which, quite frankly, that's something that they've been doing for a long time. The question is whether or not they're doing it successfully. And President Obama said himself that the Russians cannot influence the American people, force them to vote a particular way. So the facts, it's one of those things where people who are motivated politically won't allow themselves to be confused by facts. And so they're going to continue sticking to their story, regardless if the facts support it or not.
And the left is not rational anyway.
No.
This is all their anger and their lawlessness. This is, as been described by the president, much to the chagrin of, you know, the Democrat supporters in the mainstream media, this is mob rule.
Yeah.
And mob rule is not rational. So you don't, a mob coming towards you, you don't dissuade them by saying, hey, listen, let me just tell you 1, 2, and 3. So while right. you guys go home. No, this is, you see these Antifa people, you yeah. know, in the streets wearing the, you know, the wearing the black hoodies and yeah. the face masks and everything. These people aren't going to be dissuaded by something that Robert Mueller says. Yeah. They have their minds made up and they're all in.
And spurred on by their leadership.
Yes.
When they go low, kick them. No civility for Republicans. I mean, right. the whole nine yards.
And Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine, yeah. He
what
said
he
it was in 2017. He said, we have to fight in the streets.
Yeah.
We right. have to fight in the streets.
Yeah, he said, fight them in, talking about the Trump administration, fight them in Congress, fight them in the courts, and fight in the streets.
He said that. Means?
Well, it's a call to anarchy. Is it called rioting?
He didn't mean it like metaphorically or anything like that.
Nothing else he said was metaphor.
Okay. Well,
there are people who are confronting Republicans, both in the administration and members of Congress and restaurants and otherwise.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who don't think it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
They think it, they mean it literally.
Let me read you a couple of headlines just this morning, guys. Man to plead guilty to sending white powder to Trump's sons. A Massachusetts man is set to plead guilty to sending threatening letters with white powder to President Donald Trump's sons and others. Daniel Frasillo is expected to plead guilty in Boston's federal court today. The other headline, Collins' husband, referring to Republican Senator Susan Collins, he said the Ricin threat mentioned Kavanaugh vote. A threatening letter sent to the home of Republican Senator Susan Collins that claimed to contain deadly ricin specifically mentioned her vote to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. This is just this morning. This is the kind of stuff that's going on out there, all related to the encouragement of Democrat leaders to go out and fight in the street, to kick, to do all of these sorts of things.
Push back.
They're unleashing violence in this country.
What about those? I just saw the headline as I was walking through the living room getting ready this morning. My wife had it on Fox. They were interviewing, I think,
a congressional candidate
in Vermont.
Female.
Yes.
Who has received a death threat or death threats, plural.
All right. Let's listen to her.
Oh, okay.
I've got
good.
45 seconds of her cut two.
The letter reads in part, "My comrades will kill you and the Constitution. Socialism is here. Open season for Republican death in Vermont."
At first, I was just shocked, and I didn't know how to take it and how seriously to take it. Part of me just wanted to, you know, laugh it off and shrug and throw it in the trash. But ultimately, I mean, I sat with it for about half an hour thinking about what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
What do I do next? Do I pretend this never happened and I just keep on keeping on? Or, you know, do I let everybody know? And that's what it came down to, is it wasn't just talking about me. It wasn't just a threat to me. It was threatening all of the Vermont Republicans and Republicans in general.
That's Desiree Morin, a Republican candidate for the Vermont House of Representatives, talking about getting a rape and death threat from a self-described socialist. That's the way he described
it. Did the FBI bust somebody on this?
Not yet.
It's very new.
Yeah.
New development.
Well, okay.
That's
so
just the latest incident.
Death to the Republicans and the Constitution.
Mm. Yeah.
So this, I've said all along, all of us have probably said it one time or another, this is a Marxist movement at its heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about it on your show, Abe, in terms of the Hegelian dialectic and all those kind of things. But this is at its heart is a Marxist movement. We all thought Marxism was dead at the fall of the Soviet Union, but it had been hiding all along, not really hiding, in our colleges and universities, and they have produced a generation of people who don't understand real socialism and who, at heart, I think, hate the Constitution, the restraint of the Constitution. Here's why they hate the Constitution. Our founders said you can't concentrate power because human beings, their nature is too wicked. You've got to separate powers. That's why we have checks and balances. And the Constitution acts as a brake on centralized government power. And these Marxists are all about centralized power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they hate the Constitution, ultimately.
Amen.
In many ways, the fall of Russia enabled Marxism to flourish further than it did when Russia was at its zenith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soviet Union, right?
Yeah, Soviet Union, yeah.
Abe, thanks so much for stopping by. I look forward to your show this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Abraham Hamilton III. Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Fred Jackson. Ed, why don't you tell our folks what we're doing right now?
Well, it is our fall Share-a-thon. The theme is One Nation Under God, to which I say amen. And we're asking our listeners and supporters to help us. This is one of the ways that I try to kind of cast a little vision before the people who are
cast
listening.
Cast that vision.
Cast that vision. The reason, folks, that you are listening today to American Family Radio is because during the spring Share-a-thon, there were people who gave to continue the blessing they received to give it to others. We are asking for you to do the same thing for people in the coming months. Continue to keep American Family Radio on the air and allow other people to be blessed as you are being blessed. If you wonder why there are so many people in this country who don't really understand what's going on, it's because the information in the news is not getting to them. And that's part of what we do here. So here's the number to call if you would like to give to our AFR Share-a-thon. The number is 877-616-2396. We ask you to be as generous as possible. 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net if you prefer to give online. Do want to make mention that from now until 12 o'clock Central Time, so we got an hour and 10 minutes, mm-hmm. about 70 minutes, every gift that is pledged has $50 added to it. Yes, I said $50 added to it. We had a generous donor who has issued a challenge, a good challenge, as Tim says, to our listeners. Everybody who gives from now until noon Central Time will have $50 added to the gift. The number to call again, 877-616-2396.
Fred, next story.
Well, we are now less than 3 weeks away from Election Day, folks. There's been so much else going on out there that almost it's sneaking up on us. But for a lot of candidates out there, they're spending a lot of money, and it's very serious for them. One of the races that have been watched really closely this time, and we're a little surprised at this, is that Ted Cruz, incumbent Republican senator from Texas, he has faced a real challenge from a financed $38 million wise Democrat Beto O'Rourke. Last night, they held a debate, and it was carried live there in parts of Texas by ABC 13. And they went back and forth. By the way, Senator Ted Cruz has regained the lead in that race. Mm-hmm. And many people thought that Beto O'Rourke probably was responding to the fact that he's beginning to lose badly and was more aggressive than usual. But here's a little taste of what the debate sounded like last night there in Texas.
On the question of life, Congressman O'Rourke is at the extreme pro-abortion side. So he has repeatedly voted in favor of late-term abortion.
I will only vote to confirm a Supreme Court justice who believes in a woman's right to make her own decisions about her own body. And I want to make sure that everyone can see a doctor, afford their prescription medications, take their child to a therapist, be well enough to live to their full potential.
Congressman O'Rourke is proposing socialized medicine, the federal government in charge of your health care and your doctor.
He's dishonest. It's why the president called him Lying Ted, and it's why the nickname stuck, because it's true.
It's clear Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack, so if he wants to insult me and call me a liar, that's fine. But, you know, John Adams famously said, facts are stubborn things.
By the way, Ted Cruz was showing his debating prowess.
Yes.
He was a championship debater.
You know,
at Harvard, wasn't he?
At Harvard, yes.
I was reading an article the other day. I think it was a Bloomberg article. But it was on how much money has been poured into this Texas Senate race. Beto O'Rourke, if that's how you say his name, he's received like over $98 million, I think. He received over $38 this last campaign cycle. I think they go in three-month cycles. $38 million in a 3 or 4 month period.
For a Senate race.
For a Senate race in Texas. I know Texas is a big state. There's a lot of money there. But it just shows the Democrats, and I'm sure a lot of that money was from out of state, the Democrats raised so much money. Hillary Clinton spent over $1 billion on the 2016 campaign, and they lose. And so I don't know how they're going to be able to put over $100 million into Texas for this Democrat. He's down 15 points. Do those financiers not say, where is our money going?
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they have bottomless pockets, but it's just interesting how much money is being spent.
You know, it was interesting, the Associated Press story on this debate last night, this morning. Here's what the Associated Press was said. Democrats have long dreamed about a growing Hispanic population helping to flip Texas from red to blue. You know, I would say to them, how dare you assume that just because there are more Hispanics in Texas that they're all going to vote Democrat? That's a misnomer. The same for the African-American community in this country.
Right.
President Trump has started to flip that around dramatically. He did in 2016. And just because, you know, the charge is that Hispanic, safe vote for Democrat. No, it's not. Because what has happened during the last year and a half President Trump has been in office, the Hispanic unemployment rate has reached an all-time low. They are smart, smart people. Right. They're seeing what's happening with the economy. It's benefiting everybody.
Right.
So do you really want to change things and put a Democrat in that might result in the unemployment rate rising again amongst Hispanics?
Yeah. Do you really want to go towards this kind of socialism that's devastated Venezuela, for example?
Exactly.
Right.
You know, along the same lines, you're talking about the Democrats assuming that Hispanics will all vote Democrat, and that's not really the case. From a numbers standpoint, they may vote majority Democrat. But the Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams, I believe is how you pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. She's a Democrat running against a Republican in Georgia for governor. She said, here's what she said, talking about the blue wave or the supposed blue wave. She said, the thing of it is, the blue wave is African American. It is white. It is Latino. It is Asian Pacific Islander, which I guess that's, I haven't heard that very often. It is made up of those who've been told they are not worthy of being here. But listen to this. It is comprised of those who are documented and undocumented.
Oh,
the blue wave is those who are here legally and those who are here illegally.
Who put that out?
That's the Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams.
She's saying I want illegal people who are here illegally to vote for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said that's how the blue wave is going to succeed, is if we have both people legal and illegal.
She said
voting.
That out loud?
She
yes.
said that out loud.
Yes, she
we'll
sure
We'll get
did.
The clip after the break if we can.
By the way, raise your hand if you've ever known somebody named Beto. I've never. Have you ever known anybody?
No.
I've never. What kind of name is that? I don't say that.
It's probably a nickname. It's probably a nickname for Albert. What's the last name?
O'Rourke.
O'Rourke. Okay.
I've just never heard that before.
It's Irish. So it's probably just a nickname. Hmm.
Okay, well, good deal.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, his full name is Robert Francis O'Rourke, but he goes by Beto. Some have said that he uses that because it is a Hispanic-oriented?
I think
Well, I assumed just by the first name that he was Hispanic, but O'Rourke certainly not Hispanic.
Well, do you think Beto is a Hispanic first name?
That was my first impression.
No, he's pretty Irish.
Yeah, I forgot about his
Robert
last name.
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being Irish either, but I mean,
no.
There's a lot more Hispanic votes in Texas than Irish votes, so maybe that's the reason you would. I don't know. I don't know.
I've read the same story that hasn't really been settled, but some are saying he might have used that name. The first name to try to appeal to the Hispanic vote, even though
it wouldn't matter if that's been his name forever, you know. Then
right.
That would then
since he was a child.
Yeah, if that's been his nickname forever, Beto. I've just never known a Beto.
Me either.
Before, I've never known a Beto. Yes, Fred. We shall. Thank you, Fred, for your contributions.
All right, always good to be here.
Shall we call you Fredo?
Fredo, yeah,
Fredo.
Fredo, thanks for being on with us.
All right,
appreciate it.
Edo will be here for the next hour.
Edo will be
hour.
Here. Walker O. And Timo.
Tell him Waco.
Will be with us. And Steve-O. Steve-O will be Steve-O. Joining us in a minute. We'll be back in 5 minutes with more of Share-a-thon. Amen. Thanks for everybody
All right,
calling.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.